Don't get distracted even with important issues. Stay focused on the goal and be present in the now. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This is the second part of the series of Ancient Wisdom for Contemporary Topics. I want to share with you something that we read this past Shabbat in the Torah reading. And it's the story of the splitting of the Red Sea when the Jewish people came out of Egypt. We are taught that they left Egypt and they traveled towards the Red Sea, and Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had a change of heart and he pursued them. And the Jewish people found themselves at the Red Sea, stuck and trapped, with the ocean before them and Pharaoh's army behind them. Nowhere to go. Panic broke out. And the Midrash tells us that the Jewish people divided into four groups. You have a group of Jews with always different opinions. One group says, forget about it, let's just go back to Egypt. The other said, let's jump into the sea. Basically, just end it all. The third says, let's fight. Let's fight. And the fourth said, let's pray. And God said, you're all wrong. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, he told Moses, speak to the Jewish people and let them keep on focusing on their goal. Travel. Keep traveling to where you need to go. And when the Jewish people heard that, there was a great man called Nachshon ben Aminadab, and he said, well, if God says keep going, we keep going. And he jumped into the sea, not to end it all, but to move towards their goal, to Mount Sinai, to get the Torah. And eventually, when the water came up to his neck, the sea split. And there's so much on this little story. The way the four groups expressed themselves, they seem very different. And yet they were all wrong. And in Kabbalah and in Hasidic philosophy, there's a lot of explanations how the four groups actually meant very deep things, and they all had a place. They were all legitimate. You know, the one was saying, let's fight evil. The other one was saying, well, what can we do? Let's surrender and just do our best. The other one was saying, let's immerse ourselves just in spiritual experiences and, you know, get distracted by the whole war. That was the idea of jumping into the sea. And the other one says, let's just give ourselves over to God. Let's surrender. And all these things are important, and all these things really have their place in the Jewish experience. However, God's response was, you were given a mission. You were given a goal. Why don't you just focus on the goal and see what you can do right now in this moment to move towards that goal? Take one step forward. You can go into the sea. You can put your feet in the sea. There's a sea there, but you've got to just understand. Yes, of course, there's an obstacle in the way, but be focused on getting there. Take the next step. Take the step after that. Take the third step after that. And then eventually, when you do what you can, the obstacle disappears and you're able to move towards your goal with ease. And there's such a lesson in the way we live. We have our mission, we have our purpose in life, we have our meaning, and we know what we have to achieve. We have some uniform things that apply to all of us, but then we have each of us have specific things we want to try and achieve. And inevitably, there's always challenges on the way. Inevitably, there's things that stand in the way, and there's things that distract us. And some of these things are legitimate, and some of these things seem to be real, and some of the things we really need to worry about, but they're side issues. And often what happens is we get distracted, and sometimes it appears that our distraction is very legitimate, and we forget to be fully focused on our destination and to be present in the now to see what can I do now to move towards my goal. Have I done everything possible to move towards my goal? Because critical to the belief of God that we all have is that when we do what we can and then we rely that God will do the rest, that's when it happens. But we need to not be distracted and to be totally focused. The Jews were wanting to do good things. God said, even praying, now praying, let's not get this wrong. Praying is very, very important in the right time. But when you're in the middle of trying to achieve something and something seems to be blocking you, then prayer could be an escape. Then even prayer could be a distraction, let alone returning to Egypt or even fighting. Fighting with evil is a good thing in its right time when it's called for. But when you've got a certain mission, when you've been charged with a focus, focus on what you need to do. Don't get distracted. And ask yourselves, what can I do right now to move towards my goal? At that time, it was taking the next step. Now, the next step happened to be into the water. Not a problem. Let's keep going. We have a goal. There's Mount Sinai in as our focus, as our destination. Let's keep moving towards it. And as they put their foot into the water, the obstacle disappeared and they were able to move through on dry land. Let's take that lesson of always being focused on what we need to do and not being distracted by the things, even legitimate things. Let's just internalize that idea a little bit. Do our meditation for the week. Just sit in a relaxed way. Try and become aware, become more present. If it helps you to remove distractions, slowly close your eyes. And as you always do, turn your attention to your breathing. Just becoming aware of the rhythm of life by breathing in and out in a rhythmic way. If you find your mind wandering, just gently and non-judgmentally bring it back. Just focus on each breath. Feel the air filling your lungs as you inhale. Try to feel the sensation of letting go by exhaling. Just increase the intensity of the consciousness and the awareness by breathing deeply in and slowly breathing out. In, 2, 3, 4. Slowly breathe out. In, hold, 2, 3, 4. Slowly breathe out. Try that for a few times. As you focus on your breathing, remember that each breath, in Hebrew, neshima, is an expression of your neshama, your soul. Think about how you breathe. Each breath is distinct from the other. Each breath is a critical moment. Breathing in life, breathing out, letting go of toxicity, starting again. Each moment is an awareness, is an important infusion, an expression of our soul. Connecting to our soul reminds us of purpose, of godliness, of spirituality. Each breath is holy. Each moment is purposeful. Each moment I need to ask myself, what can I do now to reach my purpose? Just continue to breathe and focus on your breath, asking yourselves that soul question, what can I do now to further my purpose and meaning? If your mind wanders, just bring it back to each breath. And in life, when we're distracted, let's be present. Let's be mindful and ask, what can I do now to move towards my destination, my spiritual destiny? Am I focused? Am I present? Do I know where I'm going? Just hold that thought. And during the day, when we become distracted, always a good idea to stop, to reconnect with our neshama, and to ask ourselves, Where am I going? Let's travel on. Let's be focused. Let's be present and take the next step now towards my destination. Have a wonderful day.